You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This Wednesday, the state of Idaho will officially be observing Holocaust Remembrance Day. For the 38th consecutive year, Idahoans have marked this day with a public ceremony. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this year's events are Susan Curtis, a coordinator with the event this year, and Janet Kaufman, a community member. Thank you both for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So why is it so important to have a day specifically to remember the Holocaust? And Janet, maybe I can start with you.
Memory is so powerful for us. And the Holocaust, we know that in the Holocaust, about 6 million Jews were targeted for death. While 6 million died, many, many more were targeted. And we know that other marginalized groups of people in society were targeted. The Roma, people in the LGBT, what we now call LGBT community, intellectuals, political prisoners, artists. So many groups of people were targeted. But the intent of that moment in history was to annihilate the Jewish people, to erase them from the face of the earth. And memory is a way of honoring those who died, certainly. But as importantly, memory is helps us inspire us to take action. And we say, we have repeated the phrase so many times, never again. Never again do we want a Holocaust to occur. And yet we have seen many genocides since then in our world.
And that's a good point to bring up. And maybe, Susan, this goes back to it being, I mean, I know the Wasmuth Center for Human Rights is one of the event organizers of this, as well as the Congregation of Havath Beth Israel.
Yes.
But as part of this, it is a human rights issue. So especially in the day, this day and age, it goes beyond remembering just the Holocaust, not to marginalize that at all.
Actually, I think the because education is the focus of the Wasmuth Center's programs, and our memorial brings in a lot of other experiences. I think what we're saying is sort of what Janet is saying. We need to learn from our past. And there is a quote on the quote wall from Maya Angelou saying, "History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be forgotten, but if faced with courage, need not be lived again." And we have lived that history again and again since the Holocaust. So it is clear that we need to find as many ways as we can to capture people's minds and hearts and say, it really could be never again, but it can't without all of us stepping up and doing our part.
And Janet, I mean, in the culture and the climate that we live in today, how important is it to make sure that we remember and we take specific time to remember?
Well, I think what you're suggesting is so important because when we remember not only those who died, but we remember the words and deeds that led to the severity of the situation, that it was over years that we saw hateful words, the use of hateful words increasing, that we saw violence in the streets, we saw legislation passed, and only in retrospect, with hindsight, full hindsight, can we see the degree of what happened and how it happened. And so memory is powerful. And the Holocaust Memorial event that we will be having in the community on Wednesday is really one piece of a much larger project. As Susan is saying, to educate and to be constantly learning about what is happening in our own community, what the signs are that we're seeing of danger, how we see language being used, how we see laws being passed, how we see, violence, which is on the rise. Hate violence is on the – I don't know if violence is hateful, but
but I know exactly what you're saying.
But the rise of white supremacist hate is
We just tend to see, we're tending to see more of it. I'm speaking with Susan Curtis and Janet Kaufman. We're talking about the Holocaust Remembrance Day here in Idaho, which will be this Wednesday, May 1st, at the State House. The observation will take place from noon to 1 p.m. And getting back to this idea of education, because we got the opportunity to go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. We took our kiddos to D.C., went to it, and there is this idea of educating, because if we don't talk about it, if you don't physically see some of the things that happen, when you go through that and you see the pictures, or you walk through the WASMUS, the memorial, you are moved by what you see. And Susan, how important is that to actually put eyes on something versus even just, you know, thinking about the Holocaust or learning about it in school?
Well, I think that there are two main themes at the memorial for us to be aware of. And one is awareness. Just when you walk through there, or when you're reading, or when you're hearing about what's going on in the news. I mean, I think we have to have something that stimulates us to be aware of this situation, but it can't stop there. And I think what it is, what we're hoping that it will do, our intent is to have it make people want to stand up then, to do something about it. And even if it's just with your voice, you say, that's not right, stop that, I don't like that. And so it's meant to inspire. It's meant to inspire, but really to inspire to some kind of positive action for people that have been targeted, whoever they are. The theme this year for the Holocaust event is warning signs. That's the theme. And so that supports what Janet just said, that there are signs out there, and sometimes it's just easy to walk away, to say things like, well, I'm not involved in this, or I haven't ever done that, those kinds of things. And I think we need to do more than walk away. I think we need to stand up.
And Janet, you made a very good point, though, about in hindsight, we can see the warning signs of what brought on the Holocaust. And that kind of goes back to that education part, but that awareness part, because there has been, as you said, there has been genocide since the Holocaust. So yes, never forget, but it still happens.
Yeah, and I think we want to be smart.
Right.
I mean, part of remembering is to try to learn from what, to learn from the past, and to be able to see in our own society what people in the past didn't know to see. Now that we know that genocide can happen, now that we know that hate crimes happen the way they do, we can be smarter and look around and see what's happening in our workplaces, in our schools, in our public spaces, in our legislature. You know, what's happening that we might intervene in or interrupt to, or reach out. You know, who can we reach out to? Who's hurting? Who might turn to violence when they could turn another way?
Right. And what I think is interesting, too, is how, especially here locally, when we talk Idaho, with the WASMUS Center for Human Rights, how engaged you make children. And I know you're a docent there, Susan,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
And talk to me about the importance of, you know, not just talking to adults about this, but we have to bring up the next generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have, well, when we take the children around, we have a sort of a specific program that we are working on. And we ask them to think about becoming upstanders. We ask them to engage in a conversation about the things that they have noticed, either from their family. It could be from their church. It can be from their school. It can be from whatever their community is. What are the things going on there that they say, we're having some issues with this? We see these people being excluded. And what can we then, again, as a group of young people, what kind of action can we take? What's appropriate? And I honestly think we have to learn about it first, which means pay attention. And then I think we have to do a little bit of talking to wise people in our lives, and sometimes that is our friends. And some, we all know who the wise people
right.
are. Right? So whoever those
and the not
wise
so
people
wise
are,
people
and the
too.
Not so wise. So the whoever those wise people are, talk to them, and then do your own research in a sense on why some issue is speaking to you, and that's when you will get involved and go the course. If it's not really interesting to you, you won't get involved and stay right. the course. So that's another thing. Each of us has to do our own work to find out where are the things that need us, need mm-hmm. our gifts, and then do it, not just figure it out.
I think that one of the other, Susan talked about awareness mm-hmm. and learning about the about history at the Anne Frank Memorial. The other thing that is so wonderfully taught at the Anne Frank Memorial is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Right.
And that Universal Declaration of Human Rights emerged in response to the Holocaust because world leaders saw that they did not want a repetition of that kind of violence. Mm-hmm. And so when young people see the Universal Declaration of Human Rights exposed in beautiful carving on the at the memorial, and we look at those human rights, and we see that those are we can begin to ask, where do we see human rights mm-hmm. celebrated in our community, and where are they violated? Mm-hmm. And the declaration invites us to look step by step at our lives mm-hmm. and to consider issues that we can be working on. And to see where we're succeeding and where, you know, the declaration is really a document of aspiration. Mm-hmm. Our country hasn't signed on to it, but we do hold it up.
And that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this Wednesday, May 1st, the event will be at the State House at the Lincoln Auditorium. Governor Little is making
yes,
a proclamation.
He is going to do the proclamation this year.
And so from noon to 1, and this is open to anyone. Correct.
Open to anyone.
All
open
right.
to anyone. Just walk in the 8th Street entrance of the Capitol building.
I want to thank both
downstairs.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. It is an important thing to be discussing and to be remembering. So thank you both
thank
very
you
much.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You.
My
thank
guests
you.
Today have been Susan Curtis and Janet Kaufman. We've been talking about the upcoming Holocaust Remembrance Day that will be taking place at the State Capitol on Wednesday, May 1st. Up next, a look at the final installment of the season's Story Night. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.